It wouldn't be good for me. I shouldn't say it, but it would be very, it would be interesting. I think people would have an opinion whether I got big time or not.
I mean, everyone has an opinion if you got big timed.
Well, yeah, but because it involves another Cleveland media member, that then it
No, it started so many years ago. I let everyone off the hook for our we have a bunch of videos and things everywhere, because for the longest time, that was one of the deals. Nobody knew what any of us looked like.
I got big time too many times when I was nobody, so now I definitely...
But nobody knew what you looked like at the time or what I looked at the time. No one, before
three
all
years
these,
ago, Barrett Sports Media had a whole write-up on me.
Oh, and then they got to be inside the radio trades. Like, what are we doing here? Come on. Like, no one knew what
we looked
like. Barrett
Sports Media is across multiple brands of media now.
No one knew what we looked like. Now we're on YouTube. Now we have all the videos that go out. Now people know what we look like.
They follow me on social media.
You got one photo of yourself, and for half the...
You are bending over backwards for this not to be
ago,
a deal
no.
in a way that makes me think it's a damn deal.
3 years ago, your profile pic was like you slouched over in a chair or something with your hat backwards with like the Bowling Green hat.
Which is exactly the situation I was in.
It was like 7 years as a profile pic. That didn't even show your face.
Yes, it does. It's the same picture. It's me with seven microphones in front of my face because I'm making
fun of everybody. You know, Magnum's exactly the one I'm talking about. The one it's like it covers his face. He's like backwards falling asleep or something with a BGSU hat on.
No, this is the same one.
No, it's the cover photo. That one. That's the one. That was your profile.
You people look at the cover photo over. You are so. You're gonna make me say it on air.
I just don't think you got big
you
time.
Just, I got. Big
I give
time
people the benefit
so
of the doubt.
Hard.
They didn't know what you looked like. They didn't know what I looked like. No one knew what we looked like until a year ago.
And that person happens to, I think, belong
about a year and a half ago.
Adjacent to the group that clearly will never be in the Nick Wilson business.
I don't think that person cares.
The cabal. All right? The cabal's out on Nick Wilson, and that's fine. Because he's out on them. But this one, I think he's adjacent to it.
I think he's a nice guy.
Probably is a very nice guy.
I've had nice interactions.
But he's not in the Nick Wilson business.
He seems like a,
not in the Nick Wilson business...
It's like a real sweetheart.
I'm gonna have to honk.
I mean,
I'll
go with you if you want me to. But like, it's always been really nice to me. It's all I ever judge people off of. But like, you got to give people the benefit. If they snubbed you 3 years ago, 4 years ago, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not your fault. It's not our fault that we didn't have like streaming up all the time and all these different ways for people to know what we look like. But you know, we got there. We got there for a very long time. That was just the reality.
You're downplaying it for some reason, only making me more certain that I got snubbed.
We used to have the tailgates and all these different remotes, and then people would come up, and then with to a man, they'd be like, "I didn't think that's what you'd look like." And I go, "I know everyone says that." I guess
I'm a fat Hungarian. I couldn't look more like what I described myself.
For myself, that's how it usually goes. It's like, "I didn't think you'd look like that," and I go, "Well, what did you think I'd look like?" And they go, "I didn't really know."
Most of the time, just not that.
And I'd be like, "Okay."
Most of the time,
okay.
They would just be like, "I honestly thought you'd be slightly skinnier."
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah. Oh, you don't sound that fat. And then they look at me and they're like, "Oh, he is that fat." Okay. For a long time, like when
I was
younger,
people know that you're not hamming it up. Then I guess, you know, like, or you're not exaggerating.
When I was like 290 or 300 pounds,
yeah.
And I would tell people this in college. I remember it's a great conversation starter because we were like, "You do not look that fat," which is nice because there's a bit of honesty there. I do look fat, but I don't look that fat, right? Right.
Well, you don't.
Now
you
look that fat.
You don't carry it with like a swab way. You know what I mean? Like the like some people don't wear fat well at all. I think you wear your fat well.
Thank you. See, that's yes. But now I am that fat. Now I tell people what I weigh, and they're like, "Yeah, I get it. Uh huh. That's the one. That's the number.
That's the number." Like, yeah. Like the Carney game. They think they're like, "Oh yeah, that's what I would have had. Give me my teddy bear.
Because
I won."
Somewhere between 290 and where I am now, the face really jowled out. We really, and it's not, the beard's not helping anything the longer it gets. But that being said, I was big time. We're not going to say the name, but you guys can guess. 216-474-0092.
I'm going to get the guy the old Peterlin pass on this one.
The Peterlin pass.
All right. Mac, did you hear any of the story off air? I can't remember anymore.
I heard a little bit of it, yeah.
All right. No names.
Of course.
Maybe a name. No names.
Uh-huh.
Do you think I got big timed?
I think if there wasn't a reaction, I would think that you're overreacting a little bit. But seeing
what do you mean that if there isn't a reaction, we're getting very...
No, if there wasn't a reaction from said person.
All right. I'm not going to say the name.
Yeah.
I will not be saying the name because I wouldn't want to, I honestly wouldn't want to put somebody on the blast without knowing for certain.
He's a nice guy.
Very nice guy. We could have just said nice person and then it really opens up the world of possibilities. But I was at the tailgate with Garrett. We were sitting there talking. We had just finished a segment. And this person comes up on the stage, daps up Garrett. There's a great talk there. Looks over at me. There's a face. And then goes back to talking to G. Bush. Listen, it is. I will give you, there's some ambiguity here.
The face is a peculiar thing. Maybe he was just trying to place you, though. Because, again, no cameras, no anything. Like, nobody knew what we looked like years ago.
I know
ago.
There's a lot of fat guys in radio. But there's not that many fat guys on air. Okay, there's a lot of us. But the point is, they could have just said a name. You could have said, oh, hi, Ken, and I would have been like, it's Nick.
You would have taken that as the biggest, you would not have been happy with that.
I would have been pissed.
You would not have, that person would be in, you would have buried him 10 feet under.
That's me saying their name right now. I would have told this story once a month.
You would have never let that go.
That's 100%. I needed that. Thank you.
I like Ken. He likes the way I think. Okay. I like Ken.
You could have said Adam, and I would have been like, what are you talking about?
And that would have been fun.
Yeah, it would have been fun, right?
That would have been fun.
But I would have accepted that one. All right, guess the names. At Nick Wilson says, and I won't tell you.
Unless you get it right.
Who big time me?
Then I'll respond yes.
And oh, if the person that did or didn't big time me, if they tweet at me and ask, was it me?
Wow, that's putting a lot on this person. To first off, yes, big time you, and then also then have that
kinda
stuck
rough,
in their brain.
You on the spot, isn't it?
Have that stuck in their brain for all this time of like, oh man, I really did big time that guy, didn't I? Yeah. Like, I did that.
Yeah,
that
would be a real shame.
Maybe they feel bad about it too. After so many years, they're like, every time they think of you, they think of that moment, and they're like, geez, that was just, that's not my finest. And they're going to message you and be like, my dog died that morning. Yeah. I'm going to respond back, befuddled.
I'm glad.
I was going through a breakup. I was heavily drinking. All these type of things that we could go through, right? And then there we are.
And I'll respond. There's no real reason not to choose class.
Like, yeah. No.
I would not. I wrote a. If somebody said their dog died, that's funny. I'd start crying.
You're like, really, that's funny because you gave a lot of love to G. Bush, so that's funny. But okay. So that's what gets you out of anyone's bad graces. Just be like, my dog died that morning.
Yeah, I'll start crying.
That's like a, it's the pass.
I go right back
to pass for all of it.
You understand? I have not recovered since we had to put Artemis down. I have not. I
you
seriously.
Know, for you proclaiming me not to be as much of a dog guy, even though I grew up with dogs all my whole life, you know, one of the movies that I've cried to in life is Marley and Me.
Is that when you started hating them? Because it made you feel something?
Stop yourself. Stop you. Come on.
You're like, I hate, if dogs
I
make you feel
know,
this way, I don't
I didn't
like
even know
them.
There was such a thing as not being a dog guy until you tried planting me as not a dog guy.
Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog.
Not a dog guy. You're going to get one.
I don't think I'm going to get one.
Not very motivated
I
to
had
get a
dogs.
Dog.
I had dogs. I did that. And then
you had. And then they stopped liking them.
I still love dogs. I think of dogs the way that some people look at children, where they're like, they're like an aunt or an uncle, and they like they just come and visit their niece and their nephew, and it's like a sometimes thing. That's how I am with dogs. I'm so thrilled to be around them when I'm
and
around
you're
them.
Thrilled when you're not around them anymore.
No, I'm thrilled to be around them when I'm around them. I like my mom's dog. I like my sister's dog. Great dogs. But that's
all
what
the
I
Peterlin
that's
dogs.
That's what I need.
Best dogs.
The best dogs. Great dogs. The best of dogs.
The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.